Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Ladies and gentlemen, it's already Wednesday, the 14th day of November 2012. We have a jam-packed radio broadcast today. Jesse Ventura is going to do a weekly 30-minute pop-in as we track the, well, it was going to be 8 episodes, but 7 episodes of the show Conspiracy Theory, the one criticizing the TSA and their naked body scanners. Time Warner has axed that, giving no explanation, so total censorship there as usual. He's going to pop in with an update. And then his son, Tyrell Ventura, always informative, will follow in his footsteps, giving us his take on the election and more. We are also going to have open phones, and we're going to premiere a piece from the InfoWars Nightly News that has not aired yet. It was shot just 2 nights ago here in Austin with the premiere of a new big video game out there promoting drones and endless war and how this is conditioning the public. Our own Melissa Melton and Jakari Jackson were out there, so I'm going to premiere that report here as well today. Obviously, we're going to continue tracking what's happening with the unfolding takeover of the United States by the globalists. I mentioned this story yesterday, but I was rereading it up here at about 8 o'clock at night last night before I went home, and I thought, man, I've got to cover this article. Properly, because there it is in the local San Diego paper saying people are getting thousands of dollars to report on their neighbors if they're washing their car. That's considered improper water runoff, but the government can put fluoride and thousands of, you know, different things in your food and water and all the rest of it. You're talking about $100,000 fines, massive jail time. This is the Agenda 21 tyranny. That's unfolding worldwide. You know, I first started exposing myself, Agenda 21, in 1997, off the Rio de Janeiro 1992 meeting that it's based on, Agenda 21, the 21st century, and also covered it in my film, America, Destroyed by Design, again in 97. And I'm not territorial about when I covered it. It's just that we covered it in 97, and we covered it in 2001 in 9/11, The Road to Tyranny, actually showing clips from the Rio summit calling for world government and how they would use these systems to take over your property. I covered it 7 years ago in Endgame, Blueprint for Global Enslavement with Dr. Michael Kaufman, who helped advise Congress and helped kill the takeover in 94. Like, I want to get Dr. Michael Kaufman back on. He hadn't been on in a while. And yesterday after I got off the air, I don't even know how to respond to this because I haven't been going after Glenn Beck in a couple years really much. Watson called up and said, have you seen this? And I didn't have time to even watch it till last night when I got home and had to muddle through it. Glenn Beck saying, I'm a piece of garbage and using the ignorance of his audience, trying to imply that I'm trying to cover up Agenda 21. It's very bizarre. And he talks about how he's been talking about it for 2 years. You know, my criticism of Glenn Beck, I'm going to cover this briefly later. I'm going to do a whole piece on this. I'm going to do it properly. Where we really lay out what Glenn Beck's done. And, you know, 4 years ago, he'd say Ron Paul supporters are dangerous. The army may need to be used against them. Just out of the blue when Ron Paul had a chance to win primaries. And so I got mad at Glenn Beck. When Fox News said, we want to have you here to the studio while you're here on The View on ABC and CNN, please come over. In fact, they called me and said, well, can we fly to New York? And I said, well, I'm already flying there to go on The View. It's last year. I get there and they call me and go, we're going to come meet you across the street. And the Fox News people come over and go, Glenn Beck's going to throw a fit if you're allowed in the building. So we all hate him basically. Everybody hates him, but he says you're not allowed over here. He's going to flip out. I mean, that's the kind of stuff. And I mean, Glenn Beck is like a body snatcher. First, he attacked us. When he couldn't beat us, he tried to become us. And now he wants to try to say, I'm pro-New World Order. So we're going to be exposing that coming up today. I'm going to go ahead and expose Glenn Beck. I'm going to put a big piece out on him. Alex Jones here with a message that could revolutionize health in this country. Going back about a year and a half ago, I began to learn about the incredible health effects of longevity products. Aaron Dykes lost 92 pounds. We're going to show you some before and afters. Aaron, break down what happened, your story.
I've worked really hard with diet and exercise to try to lose weight, but I just didn't get the results. It just didn't happen. Then I saw what you were doing with InfoWarsTeam.com. I wasn't even trying to lose weight, but I got it because I wanted to feel better energy. I wanted that nutrition. Didn't even understand how that could kickstart my own weight loss goals. But the products did that for me. I found myself suddenly losing weight, more energetic, wanting to exercise, wanting to eat the right foods.
And they don't even advertise it as weight loss. I want to challenge our radio listeners to go to InfoWarsTeam.com. Sign up as a distributor and get wholesale pricing discounts at InfoWarsTeam.com.
Preparedness is simple when you have the right stuff. And with the looming threat of economic collapse and possible service interruption, it's time to get the best-in-class preparedness stuff at DisasterStuff.com. DisasterStuff.com has been serving smart preppers for over 15 years with quality products like Berkey water filters. DisasterStuff.com is the official Berkey in-stock shipping center. And as always, free shipping on all Berkey products. Stock up on water barrels and accessories. Get Country Living or Wonder Mill grain mills. Excalibur food dehydrators. Tatler reusable canning lids. Sun oven solar cookers. EMP bags to protect sensitive electronics. And don't be without your Life Straw personal water filter. All from DisasterStuff.com. Preparedness is simple. With the right stuff from DisasterStuff.com. Freedom through self-reliance and personal responsibility.
My name is Stephen Huer. After 22 years of nutritional counseling, I've observed that most brain malfunctions have at their roots some form of toxicity and brain damage. So whether it is poor memory, poor focus, lack of creative thinking, or more serious matters like inability to focus, speak normally, or remember things, the emphasis to getting one's brain working optimally needs to be on detoxification. One World Way supports your body's number one means of detoxification, which is glutathione production.
My name is Angie, and my son has suffered from borderline autism and constipation. I got him on One World Way, and in 2 months, his constipation is gone. He's become friendlier, he can carry on a normal conversation with me, and he's made his first friend. He's doing great, and he looks forward to taking One World Way every day. You could offer him a present or a cake, and he would prefer the One World Way.
Go to OneWorldWay.com. That's OneWorldWHEY.com. Or call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325.
Live from Austin, Texas, broadcasting worldwide, it's Alex Jones.
I know you can see me, now here's a surprise.
That's right, New World Order. That's right, collectivists, globalists, robber barons. That's right, those of you that want to set up a worldwide satanic world government. I can see for miles and miles and miles and miles. And so can a lot more people. Now, we're going to be getting into, obviously, what's happening with the economy. We covered some of this yesterday, but it's accelerating. Wealthy dump assets amid worries about going over the cliff. Mark Faber says prepare for a massive market meltdown. U.S. stocks hit 3-month low. That's out of the Wall Street Journal. Wall Street Journal is also reporting that Obama plans a $1.6 trillion tax hike, double what he had previously claimed, and that is a spokesperson for Boehner, Speaker of the House, saying that that's what Obama is proposing to them, and the acceleration of dumping of the different stocks is accelerating. So we're going to be looking at some of that today. Jesse Ventura is going to be giving us weekly updates for the next 4 or 5 weeks. He's going to be popping in, and we are going to open the phones up as well today. Also, this situation with Petraeus the point I've been making since this news broke over the weekend that the FBI was surveilling the CIA director because a woman complained to the FBI that a biographer of the general had said, you better watch your back. And so that's why they were surveilling him. That's the Patriot Act for you. And that's what the NSA and all of this is about. It is about the system surveilling its own minions and controlling them. So Petraeus scandal proves email is being surveilled. Even the director of the CIA cannot escape the watching eye of Big Brother. Well, of course, that's who it's mainly focused on, is the criminals watching each other. Petraeus agrees to testify on Libya before congressional committee. FBI's abusive surveillance state is the real scandal needing investigation. This article just came out today, and I'm glad that mainstream media is picking up on that, because you're surveilling the CIA director because a woman got a half-threatening email from another woman who happens to know. I mean, give me a break. They're surveilling all these people. They always have some little cover story of why they're doing it. Online privacy issue is also in play in Petraeus scandal. That's the New York Times. New video of Broadwell and Aspen raises more questions. You know, those two hoity-toitying around with each other. You've got, the media following her around, taking photos of her drinking wine in her house. I mean, this is just incredible. This is a giant distraction to purge the U.S. military of generals that have been saying no to an Iran strike. The evidence is overwhelming that's why this is going on. A lot of people are like, hey, this could bring down Obama, what happened in Benghazi. There are internal camps even within the Obama administration. And I would love to see the executive excoriated. I would love to see people brought to justice. I mean, just in the eyes of the people, if Obama got impeached, that would discredit the socialism and the power grabbing. But there's a larger issue here, is why is the military being purged for girlfriends? And it's coming out because of FBI surveillance and FBI raids. Now they're talking about arresting Broadwell because she might have had classified stuff. That she was given access to for her biography. Well, they classify basically everything. And they classify where the general, when he was over Afghanistan, was going to go that day to have a meeting or have lunch. The CIA every year, I've seen articles where they admit they classify over 1 million pieces of news. They review news articles and then don't want their underlings reading it. Usually it's bad, news about something they've done. And they'll classify that. just incredible. This is part of the going after the whistleblowers, putting whistleblowers in prison. This is about persecuting people that report on corruption. And this is about a power struggle within the government over who gets to control the major reins of this New World Order system. And now they're talking about arresting her. So this is certainly meant to scare everybody. They've had four other generals have to step down or cut back, being demoted over lavish trips or over mistresses or whatever. And the point is, the Congress, many of them are in there laying their mail pages out over the desk. That's well known. You constantly see those scandals coming out, and that all gets swept under the rug real fast. You've got deaths, in congressmen's offices of female members. You've got all these scandals that come and go, but are very small compared to this. So they are selectively enforcing on the military. Plus, it's scandals people can handle. It's men with women. It's not like Penn State and the Penn State head covering it up. And clearly, that was a child trafficking operation. Or the BBC, top presenter. Savelle, hanging out with the royal family and saying, quote, he does things for them. And all of that sickening stuff. I mean, this is how unsorted it is, because once you get a corrupt system, the worst of the worst get in. Do you guys have that Glenn Beck clip ready? Because we're going to play that here in just a moment. And speaking of this, we've got so much world news going on. We've got so much that is important. But I will spend a couple minutes on this at the bottom of the hour. Just because Glenn Beck is very successful. Glenn Beck obviously has done a lot of good. But he's also done a lot of bad, personally to me, over the years, and taken things out of context, really tried to demonize yours truly. But that isn't why I started having issue with him. Because, you know me, I don't get up here and attack Michael Savage. I don't get up here and attack Rush Limbaugh. You know I'm up against Rush Limbaugh. I mean, I criticize when he says we should put people in jail for mandatory sentences when he's would be in jail for drugs himself if that was enforced on him. But, you know, I wasn't happy whenever Michael Savage, you know, left where he was at, even though we got a bunch of affiliates out of it, because it's not about I'm going to be number one no matter what happens, and I'm going to be the guy with the most money, and I'm going to charge $500, you know, for 300 people to come hear me give a speech so I can fly there in a private jet. I'm not even against money. It's just that at a certain point I'm kind of provincial, you know, that I can go give speeches to 5,000 people. I could say I'm going to speak in Chicago next month, 5,000 people be there. If I wanted to charge them $100 a piece, they'd pay it. I could fly there in a private jet, videotape myself in the private jet, and I guess I probably should do that because that's what the world pays attention to. And then I can get my message out. I mean, I'm actually thinking about doing to Glenn Beck what he's done to me and actually going and having big things with 5,000 people. He can't get 5,000 anymore, but and charging people $100 so I could use that money to then advertise Infowars.com and PrisonPlanet.com. And building big, giant, super fancy sets. I'm just building sets so I can have more reporters working in other areas. And, you know, doing this kind of stuff. I mean, there's no doubt that when I was critical of Glenn Beck starting 4 years ago, it had an effect and pushed him more towards covering liberty issues. So I'm going to speak briefly about that. In fact, I already am. And then explain what this clip means. This is from his radio show that it's also a TV show, you know, because he says he pioneered having his radio show be a TV show. He pioneered exposing Agenda 21 2 years ago. I did it 17 years ago. And again, it's not that I'm always territorial saying I said this first, I covered this first. It's that it's frustrating to be and have it implied, because when you watch Beck, he really is a master of manipulation. I think that's where he gets under my skin, is that I'm just straightforward. And when I see someone, and I know how media works, leaving everything real nebulous in like a 12-minute attack piece on InfoWars and yours truly, that I see that it, the implication in this is I'm trying to get Agenda 21 through. Here's a clip, a short clip.
If you know Agenda 21, you know, Alex Jones, you piece of garbage. I don't know what your deal is. I really don't know, and I don't care. But if you actually cared about the things you were talking about, mm-hmm. you would actually use your brain and start to find different ways than just going to your kook friends in your basement. What you would do is you would actually say with some credibility, this is true, and these are the ways that we can connect with people who may not be kooky friends in the basement.
It's exactly what someone who was involved in the 9/11 conspiracy would say.
Exactly right.
Exactly.
That's why he's a master of disinformation.
Mm-hmm. That's right.
That's why. That's right. You didn't go to the DeVry University for nothing.
If you would like, that's enough.
By the way, I haven't read his book. When I heard it was coming out, I said, "Hey, we ought to read it. If it's good, we ought to carry it in the bookstore." I mean, you know. The IP folks came to me because I'm grassroots. We're just trying to start, you know, really, quote, be more professional in our presentation. They came to me. I'll just get into Glenn Beck now. They came to me and they said, look at this. We say it's $5.95 a month. He says that. We say the truth is, you know, here. He says that. Look, and they were showing me like dozens of things that were copied exactly from Infowars.com. And just dozens of examples. And I said, listen, that's a good thing. Let's not do an article about Glenn Beck. He's not attacking Ron Paul, saying the army needs to be called out on his supporters like he said 4 years ago. By the way, I'm going to put a video together with all this since Beck's fired at us. You know, he fired first blood. Okay, we're going to open up on you. You want it? You got it. And, you know, there aren't FEMA camps. When we sent him a package of info, and I know it got to him, with the Civilian Inmate Labor Camp Program, the Model States Health Emergency Powers Act, the congressional hearings, and he came out and said that wasn't true. And all the behind-the-scenes stuff. And when Glenn Beck got better at covering the New World Order, I just left him alone, even though he was still doing stuff behind the scenes. And then to do his latest thing, where he put out a hoax video about Agenda 21. Our guys posted it for 30 minutes this weekend. I had it pulled down, one of the weekend guys. I had it pulled down. Oh, I'll tell you about it.
Have you ever wanted to generate your own supply of electrical power, even save money on your electric bill? If so, this could be one of the most important messages you will ever hear. Solar power generators are now available. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving electrical power. Unlike gas generators, a solar generator runs quietly, emits no fumes, and produces electricity from the sun. It's like having an electrical power plant running quietly in your own home. Run sump pumps, shortwave radios, computers, and even keep your food from spoiling. Whether it's hurricanes, ice storms, brownouts, or blackouts, you'll never suffer through painful power outages again. And here's the best news. A remarkable fall truckload sale is going on right now that gets you $1,700 in bonuses when you buy a solar generator. To find out why these solar generators are the best generators and get $1,700 in bonuses for doing so, go to falltruckloadsale.com. That's falltruckloadsale.com. Generate your own supply of electricity. Go to falltruckloadsale.com. That's falltruckloadsale.com.
Weakened by GMOs, stressed out about money, and blasted by the electric environment. Hi, I'm Pastor Jenny, and that was the state I was in back in 2010. Then I learned about RNA drops. I learned that 97% of my DNA that scientists have called junk is actually packed with millions of gene switches that play a critical role in controlling how my cells, organs, and other tissues behave. I learned I don't have to put up with disease, decay, or decline like I'd been conditioned to believe. I began taking RNA drops, a 100% natural formula designed to turn on those switches and provide me with amazing health and joy. Learn more about RNA drops and order a free sample today. Visit rnafreesample.com. That's rnafreesample.com. Or call toll-free 888-577-3703. Pay only shipping and handling for a free 30-day supply of RNA drops. Get the information you need and the health you want at rnafreesample.com.
Being an armed citizen means having a gun with you all the time. Carrying a firearm every day requires a holster that is both concealable and comfortable. Whether you choose our Super Tuck Deluxe or Mini Tuck, you'll have the confidence that comes from being discreetly and comfortably armed, prepared to face unforeseen dangers. Crossbreed holsters are handmade in the USA, come with a lifetime warranty, and a 2-week try-it-free guarantee. Order your holster today at crossbreedholsters.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
American gardeners and fellow patriots, make the right choice with your money, time, and your family food supply. Choose 100% pure heirloom seeds in the Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com. Why spend more? The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com is only $37.95 and includes 20 varieties of pure, hardy, easy-to-grow heirloom seeds. Yes, only $37.95. That's 70% less than our competitors. You could buy 3 Survival Seed Vaults for less than one of theirs. The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com includes detailed planting and seed-saving instructions and ships same day. Plus, all orders over $49 ship free. MyPatriotSupply.com is American-owned by patriots like you, passionate about freedom and preparedness. Call now, 866-229-0927. That's 866-229-0927. Or discover more emergency preparedness items when you order at MyPatriotSupply.com. Choose the original. Choose the Survival Seed Vault at MyPatriotSupply.com.
Monday through Friday from 12 noon to 3 p.m. Eastern, we're here. Blasting out on the AM and FM dial and XM 166. The internet with audio streams at PrisonPlanet.com, InfoWars.com. And video streaming at PrisonPlanet.tv or InfoWarsNews.com. Okay, I don't want to spend all day on this because I've got really important police state news with drones and other things flying over Austin where I live. A lot of breaking news on the fiscal cliff and how they're going to try to bring in austerity on the backs of that and exactly what that austerity is going to mean for our future via Agenda 21. But those that listen to this radio show know that I very rarely attack other talk show hosts who are even mildly conservative or libertarian, because we've got bigger fish to fry: George Soros, the globalists, the New World Order. But Glenn Beck, I literally see something that Glenn Beck's done maybe once a month. I mean, I don't have time to sit there and follow what other people do. I probably should. I should probably have market researchers and find out what he's doing that's working and copy that. I know they copy what I do. I've been told by people inside his operation when he was at Fox that he had a room full of guys tracking everything we did. And we've seen the proof of that. And I've been called, oh, hey, we'll meet you at the steakhouse next door. Don't come over to Fox like you were supposed to. Yeah, I'm sorry. Let me buy you lunch. Glenn Beck's throwing a fit. It's going to be big trouble if they let you on any of the Fox shows. I'm like, hey, that's fine. Really, you don't care? No, I've already been on, you know, CNN, NBC, ABC. I mean, that didn't even do that much, going on shows like The View. I'm like, okay. I mean, I've been on national TV probably 100 times over the years. It didn't matter to me. But to find out he has that much animosity against me, and now he moved to Dallas, Texas. I had realtors tell me about it when he was down in Austin looking at houses, or had his people looking at him. I was like, don't tell me he's moving to Austin. And then he moved to Dallas. And I'm just like, come on. Pretty soon he'll say, Alex, get out of Texas, you fake Texan. Because he implies that I'm helping Agenda 21 because of this. And I tell you, Aaron Dykes last week went around and warned people. And he does this all the time. He goes, hey, this is an ad, and I can have a document cam shot, people watching on PrisonPlanet.tv. This is a ad. We'll zoom in a little bit so people can read that. This is a ad. That's the new people on there we're training. That is running about a Glenn Beck book, but it looks like an official UN Agenda 21 eugenics ad saying there's too many people, stuff like that. And he said, it's obviously some type of stunt. Aaron said, it's a trap. And I'm like, obviously, he's going to say when people attack him for it that it was bull. So we went around and warned everybody but one person. We got like 6-7 people that post and write articles and things just on Infowars.com. Saturday morning, it goes up. We have the timestamp, 34 minutes. People notice that it's up. It gets pulled down. And did Glenn Beck on his radio show to millions of people go up there and say, oh, by the way, another document cam shot on the show viewers. Here it is from the 8th, November 8th, all over the web being covered. His commercials being picked up. Turns out Beck wouldn't tell people what they were. He created a controversy over 2 weeks, and we found the articles where they made jokes about it. Okay? And they ran them like they were Dish Network ads. And then here's his website, The Blaze. Glenn Beck finally reveals the reason for those Gen 21 ads on Blaze TV. This is the type of deception. So he finally reveals, he makes it a controversy. We get hundreds of emails saying, why won't you cover this? One of our people takes the bait, puts it up. We pull it in 30-something minutes. Here it is, 404 error, not found. Down, they were watching the site so closely that they grabbed it and somebody took the bait. I didn't take the bait. You know, the news says expose the Truth Behind Agenda 21 ads airing on The Blaze. Oh, he exposes it himself. That's on his site. Look at this out of the Globe Dispatch. Glenn Beck dupes Alex Jones. Yeah, I guess in a way the buck stops with me. I guess you did dupe me. I mean, you didn't dupe me, but dupe somebody up here. So there you go. So he can then go, because it's all a big joke that they duped, you know, their viewers, everybody, thinking it was real Gen 21 ads. One of my people bites on it, so he can call me a piece of garbage that tries to discredit him fighting Agenda 21 when he knows full well we had it pulled. It was up 30, less than 40 minutes. I mean, the way that mind works, so convoluted. I mean, I can see what he's doing, but my brain just doesn't work that way. I'm going to be honest about Glenn Beck. He just rubs me the wrong way. He comes off as kind of post-male. And he's what a lot of mainline conservatives like, little nasty jokes, a lot of sexual stuff, jokes about Alex Jones and Charlie Sheen in the shower together, you know, made up stuff like that. And it's all part of this effeminance of him that is attractive to the estrogen-loaded, modern, conservative, mainline males. And it's just all a creepy, nerdy, post-male thing. And I'll finish up with my statements on this on the other side.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Strategic relocation is a systematic way to think strategically in the future about how do I safeguard.
Renowned author and expert, Joel Skousen.
The U.S. isn't building huge underground bases and bunkers because of some terrorist threat. They know that a massive nuclear attack is coming. They want that attack to come.
Joel Skousen is renowned as one of the world's foremost experts in strategic relocation and the securing of your home.
What I tell people is that you do have time. We talk about natural disasters, the health environment. We talk about pollution, the water quality. My personal experience about being in every one of these states, most people won't even be ready and won't be able to get out of town because there'll be absolute panic.
There is no preparedness without strategy. This Christmas, give the gift of preparedness. Strategic Relocation, the film with Joel Skousen and Alex Jones. Available only at InfoWarsShop.com or by calling 888-253-3139.
Big business has discovered the preparedness market, and that makes it difficult to know where to go and who to trust. MyPatriotSupply.com is owned and operated by patriots just like you, has the best prices on storable food, non-GMO seeds, water filtration devices, home canning equipment, survival and self-reliance books, and more. MyPatriotSupply.com has old-fashioned values and the absolute best customer service in the industry. Look for the deal of the day, unique, affordable survival supplies that fit anyone's budget. Get same-day shipping on all orders and free shipping on orders over $49. Call 866-229-0927, 866-229-0927, or visit MyPatriotSupply.com for emergency preparedness, self-reliance, and food independence. Shop with a name you know and a name you can trust. Before it's time to survive, it's time to prepare. MyPatriotSupply.com.
We have witnessed two terrible storms in the east, but we are still in the eye of the perfect storm. The most devastating economic condition since the Great Depression, America's worst drought in agricultural history, and now the economic results of the presidential election. This perfect storm is a huge threat to everyone's food supply. I just doubled down and got even more supplies from eFoods Direct, and I recommend you do the same. It's GMO-free with no hydrogenated oils and has a 25-year shelf life. It's time to get your own supply from eFoods Direct. I know I won't be standing in a bread line trading my freedom for food. I'm taking control of my future, and you're nuts if you don't do the same. Go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex to find the specials, and you can start with a holiday gift pack that's normally $80, now under $50. Remember, I can warn you, but I can't feed you. Call 800-409-5633 or eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. Would you rather prepare 6 months too early or 1 day too late? 409-5633 or eFoodsDirect.com/Alex.
Can run on.
Okay, I've got a lot of geopolitical news to cover, the economy, phone calls, Jesse Ventura joining us again, and a lot more here today. We're going to break a report by Jakari Jackson and Melissa Melton on Black Ops 2 and the conditioning of the police state and drones, integrated with real news of anti-terror drones and more here in Austin, Texas. And this proliferation as the military-industrial complex absorbs our republic. But here's all I'm going to say about the Glenn Beck thing, because I'm going to produce a video. I haven't done one in over a year, more than a year, on Glenn Beck, because I've said, well, he started covering the New World Order, started covering George Soros more in the last few years, started covering Agenda 21, the globalist. I remember, and we're going to get the clips in this special presentation I'm going to do, him saying Ron Paul's people are dangerous and the army needs to be prepared to deal with them for no reason. Saying they call it a money bomb. It sounds dangerous. Again, playing on his audience's ignorance and saying aspartame's good for you, wearing weird skull and bones, Masonic outfits at events. He's saying, I'm going to expose the FEMA camps with that fake. He loves conning people, you know, laughing for a month, building up the audience, getting the patriot audience whose money he wants, whose time he wants, but who he hates. And I mean, just the, you know, the pigginess of it, the post-male, weird effeminate, Nelly, you know, male tardism. I mean, you look at him and his co-host. I mean, this is a group you wouldn't want to hang out with. And I mean, I'm sorry. I haven't talked about him in a long time. despite all the stuff that goes on behind the scenes, when his gold company did some stuff that's pretty darn amazing, and I know about gold, I didn't pile in on that. I left him alone, and he did a lot of other stuff behind the scenes. I'm just going to leave it at that. And I just take it and take it and take it, because quite frankly, I'm worried about pregnant women going to the hospital and having their baby's blood taken for Defense Department bioweapons research. Quite frankly, I'm more worried about the fact that there's fluoride in our water. I'm more worried about the fact they're trying to start new wars and are surveilling us and purging the brass in the military. I'm more worried about the FEMA camps and the rest of it. But, you know, I get New York Daily News, Rolling Stone, Nightline, all these places comparing me to Glenn Beck. And even some of them over the years saying I'm a Glenn Beck wannabe. So I'm not territorial about information. But I covered Agenda 21 in 1997 and made a film, America Destroyed by Design, that 14 years later, or longer, 15 years later, gives 1,000 times, literally, more information than he does when he talks about Agenda 21 in his documentaries. I mean, you can see a young, svelte, 180-pound Alex Jones out there with a camera making a documentary, America Destroyed by Design, 1997. And then again, Endgame 7 years ago. And it's weird to sit there and have somebody go, Alex Jones, you're a piece of garbage. You know, you need to get real information out and conflate it that I was basically running down him and saying he was for Agenda 21. Now, I get why one of our people that wrote a blurb off the YouTube blurb ran back down. Because I don't go around to my few writers and say, you will write this, you will write that, until it becomes an issue. Now I'm going to say, we've been nice and linked to some of his articles and tried to be friendly. No more. Persona non grata. No Glenn Beck unless I'm talking about Glenn Beck here at the InfoWars operation. No more positive, no more negative, no more nothing. Okay, I'm going to put out one report on him, and I'm done. But the issue is, the reason I have to cover this is because it is a story of deception. It is a story of manipulation and cynical, laughing hyenas that are preying on their audience. And I, for one, have had enough of it. I don't like predators. I don't like manipulators. I don't like people that think they're smarter than everybody. I don't like bullies. And Glenn Beck is an effeminate, post-male bully. And he's not going to bully me. Despite all his hundreds of millions of dollars he got from charging people $500, you know, $300 to sit there and fawn after him at these events that dwindled down to almost nothing. And I'm not trying to be mean about that. It's just that, you know, he is a shell. And out of all of them, you don't hear me talk about Sean Hannity, Rush Limbaugh, Michael Savage. I don't really ever have anything negative to say about them, even though I disagree with some of what they do. But with Glenn Beck, this is it. I mean, I remember first hearing him 10 years ago because I was on the same station he was on here. What was it, 1260 before it went sports? It was my local affiliate in Austin. And I remember my local show on there, and I remember hearing Glenn Beck when he first went on WOAI, and it was kind of like Rush Limbaugh, but then he would do kooky conspiracy stuff, like things that were bubblegum, things that were cotton candy, things that weren't real, that weren't dangerous. It was like rumors and superstition and kind of crystal ball type stuff. You know, fold the dollar bill and it does that. And I'm like, man, this guy's a fruit box. You know, this guy's fruity. So I didn't tune into it because I didn't like it. And the talking real slow and drawing you out to get any information, kind of the, you know, the it's like a chip bag where it's 90% air and all the chips down at the bottom. I'm just not into that. And so I didn't ever really follow him. And then I saw him attack Ron Paul. People were like, hey, you need to defend Ron Paul. He's saying the army needs to be called out against Ron Paul supporters. You know, there's not a new world order. There's not a Bilderberg group. It was kind of like Rush Limbaugh. Hey, you know, the CFR doesn't run anything. Black helicopter, kook detector. And I'm like, eh, so what? Let them do that. You know what? That's just what they do. But then he began to cover all this, but make it a Democratic Party conspiracy only, and attack yours truly on his radio show. And I'm like, well, that's not cool. Now you want to become Alex Jones, but only partially, while running me down. And I know Beck's mad that Rolling Stone and many other publications went and reverse-engineered almost everything he talks about and found out word for word. It was researched, discovered by my researchers, my guest, myself, and put forward. So here it is in a nutshell. It's very simple. I, because of the good Lord above, your support, and friends out there in the media across the political spectrum who actually care about having a future, because of all of us that really want liberty and freedom and are upset about being slaves. See, that's what motivates us 100%. That may motivate Beck partially, but he's an egomaniac. He's domineering. No one liked him at Fox. With him, it's all about he's going to be numero uno. If he came from the old radio market model of fighting with the other hosts on the other station, I'm not doing that. I would love it if Glenn Beck reached a billion people a day instead of a couple million and was the biggest thing since sliced bread if he was a real patriot. I mean, I love other people's success. I love WorldNet Daily's success. I love Drudge's phenomenal, unparalleled success. I love... That's why I have other talk show hosts on. I like George Norrie. I mean, he's so successful and so confident. He had me on 10 years ago and helped us to a great extent. And we're still friends to this day, more so than ever. And I know behind the scenes pressure was put on people through Clear Channel and Premiere by yours, you know, against myself, by you know who, to not even have me on other shows. Just constantly shut Alex Jones down, keep him down, don't let him be heard. And, you know, when somebody is rooting against you, and when somebody's taking your research and your terms and your promotions and almost everything you do and mixing it around with Oprah Winfrey in a box and shaking it up and then trying to knock you out, man, that is really creepy. And that's what imposters do. That's what imposters basically engage in. Glenn Beck couldn't destroy the liberty movement and say the army should be called out against it. It really hurt him when he was at CNN. So then he became the patriot leader and had the big events and tried to become the messianic religious leader as well and talk about seeking after power. He even moved to Texas where I live, and he wants me out of the way. I mean, that's what this comes down to. Glenn Beck knows... He can look at the numbers and see that we are exponentially growing from a true organic place without ever joining with the New World Order to get power. See, he joined with the establishment to then get his presence and then realize which way the wind was blowing, that there was a bigger market to sell books to the patriots, because that's a bigger market than, you know, mainline conservative or liberal, and went off to do his own thing, taking a lot of what we've built and pioneered to a bigger scale. Great. Great if you didn't have it out for me, because the imposter who couldn't defeat the liberty movement joined it to try to take it over and co-opt it, but still Alex Jones is right there. Still people are all over his websites when he criticizes us. You know, I sit there and go, hey, the elite, you know, the elite like to kill and rape kids. Do you hear about the babies with the gold foil? You know, dozens of them they were trying to ship into the West for rich people to eat. That's the kind of stuff they do. No, I'm serious. The elite really eat babies wrapped in gold foil. Did you see the article? Well, they took a clip out of context where I was saying the Bilderberg group was in there eating babies when I'd said that was a joke in that part. Bullhorning for 8 hours a day outside the deal. But it's true. I go do a joke where I'm the joker, you know, to talk about the New World Order and play the part of a bad guy. People say, oh, that's really Alex Jones. Well, I'm going to play Satan later in the week. I just shot something last night that's very disturbing because I want to show you what real evil is. People will say, that's who I really am. So I get where all this is going. And again, I rarely talk about other media people because it feels dirty and it feels horrible and it upsets me to even get in the mindset of I need to become more successful so I can show all these people. I need to make more money so I can show everybody that I'm number one, you know, that hyper dominance. When all I want is a future for my children, all I want is the republic restored, And I don't want a bunch of infighting with people that are in the liberty movement. And I inherently wish that Glenn Beck wasn't the fake, manipulative little bastard, excuse my French, that he is. I mean, I wish to God that wasn't the case. I want to believe in him. And Glenn Beck, you're a piece of garbage. You really are a little piggy-eyed manipulator. And you can see them in a post-mail frenzy of enjoyment that they're smart and they know how to manipulate people. And the fact that he would sit there in less than 40 minutes, I got the timestamp here, it's like 34 minutes, 35 minutes, somebody posts a video where he's running ads, which they now admit were meant to create a controversy, asking, what are these pro-UN population reduction eugenics ads? They call them that. What is this? And then we get hundreds of emails and calls, and we're like, oh, this is obviously something he did as a stunt. It's a hoax. We don't tell one person about it. And it goes up, and they're ready to go play the part of the victims and say this. Let's play this clip one more time. Here is Glenn Beck just after talking about his book on Gen 21, segueing like I'm a piece of garbage that's hurting things by not going with the truth. Here it is.
If you know Agenda 21, you know, Alex Jones, you piece of garbage. I don't know what your deal is. I really don't know, and I don't care. But if you actually cared about the things you were talking about,
mm-hmm.
you would actually use your brain and start to find different ways than just going to your kook friends in your basement. What you would do is you would actually say with some credibility, this is true. And these are the ways that we can connect with people who may not be kooky friends in the basement.
All right, let's stop
exactly
there.
With someone who is involved.
And they go on to basically talk about disinformation. Folks, Glenn Beck put out TV ads that look completely real, like they were produced by the UN, that is word for word what I've told you. A global government to forcibly reduce population. That's how they describe it on his website. They talk about it as eugenics, and they say the TV ads exposing Agenda 21 and eugenics. Eugenics. Did you ever hear about eugenics before you listen to my show? And again, I don't care. The most sincere form of flattery is imitation. I want to defeat the globalist. I don't territorialize this information. I get happy when I hear other talk show hosts talking about this. But to sit there and put out deceptive ads, let it become a controversy, and wait, I mean watching, obviously with Google updates is clearly how they knew. The minute it goes up, they're already on it. And so they can come in and freak out after the weekend, and I'm told it's still ongoing, about how I'm trying to hurt them because they're fighting Agenda 21. This is exactly what Glenn Beck did 4 years ago, saying, and by the way, I'm going to get all the clips back, and I'm going to show all the bills and all the confirmations of FEMA camps, and I'm going to show you saying there aren't any and that we're kooks. I'm going to show all the things you've done and how you've changed. And see, I was hoping he'd change for the better and saying, hey, let's be nice. You've heard me. Let's be nice to Glenn Beck, you know, which, by the way, you moron, is good for you. You know, you are just a little bit bigger than us when you count your radio stations, that you have a lot more affiliates. That's why on the web now, for the tens of millions you spent on advertising, you have pushed past Infowars.com. I don't sit here and get upset by that. That's great, because I agree with most of what's on your site. The problem is that you will then turn back and stab us in the back later because you can't help your nature. Listen, I come from a family of just hardworking Protestant Christians that helped found this country on the Mayflower and then helped found Texas, and families that have stayed together and worked hard and have been pillars of their community. And I know about your history, and I'm sad for you. I understand you've had some really painful, bad stuff in your life. And I think there may be some good in you. But the weird, piggy, Nelly, you know, manipulative garbage isn't going to work. So if you want to fight, you're going to get one. Okay? Because the fact that you'd put out hoax videos going around for 5 days before Somebody picked them up. We slap it down. I showed people the document cam. It's been a dead link since 30-something minutes after it went up. And they run around saying, we've got him. He said something bad about us. We're not for Agenda 21. Those are hoax commercials. And, you know, the person that wrote the little blurb on it was just talking about their view that he's a disinformation specialist there to demonize patriots, there to go after people. And all I can say is I had hoped for the best from Glenn Beck. And I had hoped that he really had turned over a new leaf. I did challenging videos a few years ago, like 3 years ago, saying Glenn Beck, be on the right side of history. And I was told by two separate Fox News personalities that Glenn Beck was just beside himself with anger over a really friendly video saying, hey, you said Ron Paul people were dangerous, you should have the army used on them. You said there wasn't FEMA camps. Here's the proof. Man, be on the right side of history. And I started seeing him get on the right side of history, and now he does stuff like this with a sneaky deception so he can play the part of the victim and imply that I'm supporting Agenda 21 going after him. By the way, we carry the really good little book on this by Rosa Corey, Behind the Green Mask at InfoWars.com.
We have witnessed two terrible storms in the East, but we are still in the eye of the perfect storm. The most devastating economic condition since the Great Depression, America's worst drought in agricultural history, and now the economic results of the presidential election. This perfect storm is a huge threat to everyone's food supply. I just doubled down and got even more supplies from eFoods Direct, and I recommend you do the same. It's GMO-free with no hydrogenated oils and has a 25-year shelf life. It's time to get your own supply from eFoods Direct. I know I won't be standing in a bread line trading my freedom for food. I'm taking control of my future, and you're nuts if you don't do the same. Go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex to find the specials, and you can start with a holiday gift pack that's normally $80, now under $50. Remember, I can warn you, but I can't feed you. Call 800-409-5633 or eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. Would you rather prepare 6 months too early or 1 day too late? 409-5633 or eFoodsDirect.com/Alex.
Would it save you time to get the best quality water filters and the best quality storable foods from one company? You bet it would, and now you can at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. Big Berkey Water Filter products and great-tasting, long-lasting, storable, wise foods are both now available on one website, BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. Wise foods, ready-to-eat meals are packed in airtight nitrogen pouches and come with a 25-year shelf life. Big Berkey Water Filters are powerful enough to purify treated, untreated, or even stagnant pond water. Combine Berkey Water Filters with Wise Foods for an unbeatable preparedness combination. Get free shipping on every order over $50. And GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com or call 877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Or go to BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com.
You know what happens to your digestive health around the holidays? Right. Unusual schedules and foods you don't normally eat can cause upset stomach and indigestion. But you can prepare your digestive tract with Pro-EM-1 Probiotic Cleanse from Terraganics.com. Pro-EM-1 is all natural and made with certified organic ingredients. It contains no genetically modified ingredients or preservatives and has no animal products, wheat, soy, dairy, or gluten. Pro-EM-1 does not require refrigeration, so you can take it with you, over the river and through the woods to Grandma's house. Pro-EM-1 supports a healthy, regular digestive system, supports weight loss, and improves absorption of food nutrients. Improve your digestion and keep off those extra pounds with Pro-EM-1 Probiotic Cleanse. Call or click Terraganics.com, spelled TerraGanix.com. Toll free, 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Terraganics. Life's getting better.
All right, I'm done talking about Glenn Beck. I do intend to put together a video just showing his flip-flopping, his deceptions. And the fact that, look, if you first say there's not a new world order, and then you decide, oh, people aren't buying that, I'll become the leader of the movement against the new world order so we can control that opposition. And then, oh, my gosh, but Alex Jones, you know, he's the guy talking about eugenics. Because, again, whenever Beck talks about it, it's about how communists want to do it or how the liberals want to do it. This is the whole agenda. This is Bill and Melinda Gates. This is Ted Turner. This is all of them. And Beck will not touch those people. And you're not going to beat them if you don't go all the way. So I get it. I make him passe because I actually go all the way. And so he's going to, and he's a 9/11 truther. Folks, the government runs Al-Qaeda publicly in Libya and Syria. Criminal elements of it got the underwear bomber on the plane. That came out in congressional hearings. Okay? The globalists run the terrorists. That's my point. And they're letting them attack us or staging events or provocateuring them to scare us into submission. I mean, that is well known. And the system is afraid of that. Maybe I need to talk more about government-sponsored terror. More about false flags and historical examples, because the system is scared to death of it. They are so scared because they can't stage events and take your liberties. They can't stage a Fast and Furious and ship guns into Mexico to kill people and blame the Second Amendment because people are looking for it now and expose them. It's incredible. I just want a future. You know what I want? I want a future. I want a future. I want a future. You know, I was offered the big national syndication deal 12 years ago and 10 years ago and 8 years ago if I'd sell out. I said no. I was offered all the stuff that other talk show hosts were offered. I'm sure a lot of them get offered it to get into Beck's position or Hannity's position or Limbaugh's position. But I've chosen to be on the right side of history. And I can't compromise. I mean, I can't pre-phrase what I'm going to say. I've got to say what I've researched, what my heart and my intellect knows. And I've sat here from the grassroots and funded myself to build an organization reaching 15 million people a week, thanks to your support and God's support and your prayers. But you know what? Maybe I do need to put on airs. I think that's part of it, just with the public, to then get them to come hear the truth. I probably need to get around to have those rallies with 5, 6, 10,000 people. You know, I've had them with over 2,000 before. Without even trying. I need to, I guess, charge people $300 to come to an event and then land in a private jet and show off to everyone and maybe build a giant set and call the people in that make CNN sets and do all that, because maybe people have to see the packaging, you know, that supposedly brings the credibility. Like if you're on a fancy set posing as the president like Glenn Beck does and you come out and expose Agenda 21, it has all that authority. Maybe I should wear a necktie. But, I mean, again, I'm not against making money. I just don't want to gouge people $500 for a ticket to come hear me speak. In fact, it's almost embarrassing to come out and have 2,000 people screaming your name, you know, and women climbing over the banister to, you know, get at you. And that's what happens now when I go give speeches. That I don't even, I'm like, whoa, I'm not going to give these speeches. See, I don't like that. I want to go be a recluse on some mountaintop and just watch, you know, the grass grow and hang out with my children. I'm not worldly, ladies and gentlemen. People think my aggression is ego. It's the opposite. It's someone angry about being enslaved. It's someone angry about tyranny. It's someone upset. And it upsets me when I see people sold out. It upsets me when I see how fallen this world is, including myself. It upsets me. It upsets me greatly. But all I know is we've gotten this far because of you, and we make mistakes. We're not perfect, and you know, we did make a mistake buying into his hoax, but we're not making a mistake that he's a disinformation agent. He's certainly been one in the past. I'm done talking about it. We'll put a video together in the next few days. You want it, Beck? You got it. We're gonna absolutely strafe you up one side and down the other politically. Get ready.
This is GCN, the Genesis Communications Radio Network.
Alex Jones here with a message to fellow freedom lovers. The prognosis for the entire planetary economic system runs from bad to worse. The globalist model is to shut down societies and starve patriots out until they acquiesce to the global takeover. That's why we've assembled the most vital and important preparedness items at InfoWarsShop.com. These are items that I did research on, that I personally use. You've got the Life Straw, so you can turn fetid water into safe water anywhere you go. The KTOR hand crank generator to charge up key equipment during power outages or out in the field. Strategic Relocation, 3rd edition by Joel Skousen. When Disaster Strikes by Matthew Stein. TheraSafe, used by Homeland Security to protect yourself during any radiological event. Hand crank shortwave AM/FM radios.
Everything that we've researched and found to be the best is available at InfoWarsShop.com, and your purchase makes our InfoWar possible. We're getting prepared. Are you? InfoWarsShop.com.